Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Harvey Haddix. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Thomas, and towards Zimmer, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente takes first base on ball four. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Clemente moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive towards short. Groat reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Simulai. Santo reaches second base with a double. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zimmer. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Zimmer steals second. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is walked intentionally. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Haddix covering, for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Smith drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Banks out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-1 in the game. Simulai hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0 for 1 in the game. Haddix hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thacker takes first base on ball 4. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth bunts towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Thacker moves to second. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards second. Zimmer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli strikes out. Thacker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cimoli out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Banks reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Santo is walked intentionally. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0 for 2 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield pinch runs for Hal Smith. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schofield moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Schofield moves to third. Mazeroski moves to second. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Schofield scores. Mazeroski moves to third. Burgess moves to second. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Don Elston now pitching. Gene Baker pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. Baker scores. Verdon moves to third. It's 3-1, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Verdon scores. Grote moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Pirates. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Aldis now catching. Clem Labine now pitching. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Mo Thacker. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman pinch hits for Don Elston. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. George Altman now playing left field. Richie Ashburn now playing center field. Mark Freeman now pitching. L. Tapp now catching. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-3 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Aldis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simulai moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simulai moves to third. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mazeroski bunts towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Simulai scores. Aldis moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Pirates. Clem Labine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Labine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 3 in the game. Will hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Will reaches second base with a double. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. Will moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Will scores. Banks moves to second. It's 5-2, Pirates. Roy Face now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Mark Freeman. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 5-3, Pirates. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Verdun hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Clemente reaches third base with a triple. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher pinch runs for Dick Stewart. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Christopher steals second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oldis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oldis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oldis takes first base on ball 4. Clemente scores. Christopher moves to third. Cimoli moves to second. It's 6-3, Pirates. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 4 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer misplays the ball. That's an error on Zimmer. Christopher scores. Cimoli scores. Oldis moves to third. Hoke moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Nelson now playing first base. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for LTAP. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.